Hi there. The word for you today is, don't be a fool. These 3 days we're speaking about 3 different kinds of fool. And the next one I want to talk to you about is the ambitious fool. Jesus told the story of a successful farmer who said, I will pull down my barns and build greater. Now, evidently he was a good businessman and a planner, but then he went too far. He said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now think about this. This man had a plan for time, but none for eternity. He thought about himself, but he didn't think about God. He paid attention to his body, but not his soul. It's said that the average body has enough phosphorus to make 800,000 match heads, enough sugar to go into 60 cubes, enough salt to cover 20 spoons, and enough iron to make about $10 worth of nails. The rest is just dust and water. Now, when you pamper, promote, and protect the part of you that's only going to live 70 or 80 years, and neglect the part of you that will live on in either heaven or hell, God says you're a fool. This man told himself he had, quote, many years. But listen to what God said. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Don't you realize that an accident, a blocked artery, a stray bullet, a plane with engine failure, or a drunk driver could take you out in a second? Wise up. The question is not, will you die, but when? And are you ready to stand before God?